My name's Alex Latska. I'm a graduate student, a PhD student with the Center for Limnology. I work for Jake Van Der Zanden, who's a professor at University of Wisconsin. In the summers, I do all of my field research at Trout Lake.
I'm Ben Beardmore. I'm a postdoc at the Center for Limnology and also the Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, working with Bill Proventure.
From an ecological standpoint, from what's going on in the lakes, some of the invasive species are particularly bad. They're changing the habitats, and they're becoming more of a problem as there's more boaters up here. There's more boaters moving among lakes. So they're spreading a lot faster than they have in the past. We have new ones coming in all the time from Europe that are slowly spreading into Wisconsin. So we're worried about those new ones. We don't know what those ones are actually going to do to all the lakes, but given what the past ones have done, it's a concern, and they're definitely changing the lakes into states that maybe fishermen or maybe boaters or water skiers don't like as much.
From a societal perspective, invasive species are also a big deal because we derive what economists like to call ecological services from our lakes. And when these species come in, they change how those services are provided. For example, Eurasian water milfoil is a big issue right now, and it forms these dense mats that you can't drive a boat through. And so there's societal welfare issues involved. And those costs, that lack of benefit that we get from having these things in there, propagates through. So it can affect property values, it can affect tourism, it can affect tax revenues to the counties and communities, and so it hurts us as well as the ecology of these lakes.
Certainly over the last 30 years, there have been big changes. We've seen new ones come in. A lot of these Eurasian water milfoil, rusty crayfish, they were here late 70s, early 80s sometime, and they started spreading around. Last year, we found a couple new lakes up here that were invaded by milfoil. So these things are continuously spreading, but I wouldn't say that they're spreading more or less slowly than they have been in the past. It definitely seems like it's the boats. Ben has led a bunch of surveys looking at actually standing at boat launches, inspecting the boats and seeing what these boaters are carrying around. And it turns out people clean their boats pretty well, but there's tens of thousands of boaters going to some of these lakes every year. So just one or two people, or 1 or 2% of the people, if they don't clean their boats, that can be enough to move it around. We did also survey some lakes that are actually really isolated, and we don't think boaters really ever go to them. In fact, it would be really, really difficult for them to make it there. And we didn't find invasive species in any of those lakes. So that suggests it's probably at least something related to people, whether it's boaters, canoers, getting on swimsuits or something like that. It's related to people. It doesn't seem like the birds do it, at least not nearly as often as the people do it.
There's been a great campaign by groups like Clean Boats, Clean Waters, the DNR. You can even find placemats at some restaurants that are there to raise awareness about aquatic invasive species. So people are quite aware. It hasn't yet really started to affect boaters' behaviors up here. We have a lot of lakes. There are a lot of places that invasive species aren't noticeable to the average person. So it's really important to keep up that kind of awareness building and try and drive home the point that this is a really important issue for the region. Prevention is cheap. It's something that requires everyone's involvement. So we have to find ways and incentives for all the boaters out there that are moving between lakes to really take this seriously and do their part. Where control, on the control side of things, once a population has established in a lake, that narrows the number of people that necessarily have to get involved. And so in a way, control might seem easier to manage because you can make a decision with a smaller number of folks and get out there and seem to be doing something. But prevention is, on the whole, cheaper. We just need everybody's support and everybody to get involved.
What we want Science on Tap to be is more of an opportunity for the public to get to hear some ideas of ours and things we've worked on and that we find interesting. But I think most of the conversation will actually be what the public is interested in and their concerns about invasive species and any insight we may be able to lend into those.
we're quite interested to hear what questions folks in the public have for us. Most academics are used to writing papers, giving presentations, and it's really a one-way dialogue. And really what Science on Tap is about is engaging in discussion that brings the public to the table as well.